The Malbim in Bereishis Yedaled Pasuk Yates on the words Kal Elyon says that Hashem is the Kal Elyon, the supreme power, the Sibas Hasibos Ve'Elei Keha Aleihem, the cause of all causes, and the God of all powers. What does that mean? What is Malbim telling us? That even if we see something that happens as a result of a certain cause, as a result of a certain person, the awareness of Kel Elyon is that even if that factor or that cause was the trigger, it's not the reason. Rather, Hashem is the reason for all the reasons. He's the one that gives it the ability to function, to act, to affect. Hashem has many shlichim, harbe shlichim lamakan, to carry out his will. And therefore, even though something happens as a result of a person behaving to me in a certain way, an occurrence happening to me, we need to realize what happens beyond and behind. And in fact, the Ramban, in his Sefer Emunah B'Tochen, 23rd Perek, says, someone that's a fast runner, and they need to run from something that happens in the city, and they run to another city, and they flee, because they're swift of foot, because they're really fast. Shouldn't think, yeah, the reason why I survived is because I'm a really good runner. No, says the Ramban. Rather, mina shamayim gazer alav. From shamayim, it was determined and decided this person would be saved. And he was only saved because of Hashem's compassion. Because Pasuk says in Keheles elakalim hamiritz that speed is not for those that are swift of foot. Meaning we need to understand who is the one that gave him the ability to run fast. The told Zaron Rebbe explained that was the gzeirah from Hashem, was that the person would be saved. That Hashem was the ultimate reason for all the reasons. And he determined this person would be saved. And therefore he sends certain causes or certain factors. For example, he causes this person to be swift of foot, to have agility, to have speed, to have energy. And that's a shliach of Hashem to fulfill his will for this person. So Kel Elyon means that all the things that happen to us in life as a result of divine decree, which is an essential awareness when it comes to B'tachan, but all the things that we might think are factors of our own making or random, nothing of the sort. It's all part of Hashem's plan. And therefore, you might think, those are the wise. They're the ones that have parnasa and avoyne moisha. Clever you are, the more wealthy you are. Even though it might look that way externally, B'tachan is the realization that all of this is a gift from Hashem. And Hashem might have planted these gifts, whether it's physical prowess or agility, wisdom, understanding, in order to carry out his will in this world. That Hashem is the Sibas HaSibas. And that perhaps is the antidote to it. Is the antidote to Koichi Vaitzim Yadi, thinking it's all us. It's not us, it's Hashem. Hu Anaseinu HaKoyach La'aseh Chayil. He is the one that gives us the ability to achieve anything. So we say the words Kel Elyon, realizing where our strength, our ability, our talents and capabilities come from. Realizing it's all part of Hashem's plan. And if we have gifts, we need to use them to the best of our abilities. We need to recognize where they come from.